We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. We'll continue our conversation here with Jason Smith in a moment, but I wanted to read something I saw come across the news wires here just a little bit ago. This is a statement from former Senator Bob Dole saying that, announcing this morning that he was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer and is going to be beginning his first treatment on Monday. He says in a statement, "While I certainly have some hurdles ahead, I also know I join millions of Americans who face significant health challenges of their own." That coming as an official statement from former Senator Bob Dole. And we obviously keep him in our thoughts and prayers. He's 97 years old and, of course, a former presidential candidate here in 1996. And a lot of folks will be keeping him in their prayers here over the next coming weeks and months. Anyway, back to our conversation here with Jason Smith, the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. You know, we've covered a lot of ground here today, Jason. Is there anything else you want to discuss here this morning?
Well, so, we talked a little bit about the mask ordinance being in front of the city commission on March 2nd. Another item on that agenda that we're watching is there's going to be some conversation about Aggieville and maybe issuing an RFP to redevelop the parking lot behind Kites. And so that was part of a presentation that Jason Hilders made at a commission meeting a few weeks ago. We obviously, the chamber has been and continue to be incredibly excited and supportive of the Aggieville redevelopment. That's consistent with the vision plan that was released a few years ago. And we think the RFP is a good opportunity just to see what's out there. I mean, we, part of the whole idea of redeveloping Aggieville was to try to attract private development. Not all private development is equal. And there certainly are parking concerns that have to be addressed as part of that as well. But we think it would be interesting to see what's out there. And so we're going to support having the RFP put out. That doesn't, just because you put an RFP out, doesn't mean you have to take any of the responses. And so we are obviously going to be concerned about the evaluation process of that and how that's going to move forward and if the city will actually accept a proposal. So, but you don't know what's out there if you don't put something out. And we think the idea of having it in this public process is a good idea. And let's see what's going on. In terms of the parking garage, which is under construction, one of the things that we're going to be working on, there's some conversation about what the 8,000 feet that's going to be part of that garage. That could be a number of different uses that'll wrap the building. First of all, from a design standpoint, very smart of the city to go forward with that. There are a number of studies that talk about you want to have active edges and a parking garage without an active edge discourages walkability. And the last thing we need is something discouraging walkability in a district that we're trying to increase walkability. So we think that's a good idea generally. However, we think it should be something that complements Aggieville, not competes with what's already there. And so one of the ideas that has been put forward is an entrepreneurship center. So somewhere, which is part of Region Reimagined strategy, is having, I think the strategy specifically said a center of gravity for the community's entrepreneurial efforts in a walkable district. So that would meet that that goal. And could potentially spin out new businesses that could then locate into other parts of Aggieville or other parts of the community. And so we're going to engage in a study to see, first of all, is it something that would be needed in the community, and what partners should be brought to the table to make that the most successful if we do move forward, and how would you run, how would you operate something like that in terms of finances. And we do know that there's some federal money available, maybe potentially some state money for these kind of centers. And so that would also alleviate some of the budget impacts on the city if we could identify some funds that might go along with that strategy. And so we'll be working on that over the next couple of months, and hopefully we'll be able to bring that and some suggestions to the city. It also is real important that however we do that process, and we haven't decided yet, but They will be engaging stakeholders from around the community for their thoughts and input, including the Aggieville Business Association, including individuals that may have other office developments and other entrepreneurial ventures. And so I would look for information on that from us over the next couple of weeks. And hopefully we'll be able to move forward on that fairly quickly. And obviously the city commission doesn't have to go along with what that says, but we think it'll be valuable information for them to have as they consider this process and what they're going to do at the garage.
We have a caller standing by. I believe it's one of our regular guests here. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Good morning. Sun's always shining at K-Man, and first I want to make a statement and a question. You're doing a great job at the chamber. You had some big, big shoes to fill, and they questioned if they could do it. Well, the way it sounds and appears, you're doing a great job, and Bob Butler was a tough person to replace. The question is, in reference to the Discovery Center, I think this question was asked maybe last time you were on or time before. Excuse me. I don't think it's ever made any money, and you're funding it through the motel tax, and with several motels closed in Manhattan, which several means more than one, and a new motel that's not completed yet. Now we're building a parking garage for an area that's probably not going to have as many people in it, because K-State enrollment's definitely going to go down. And I think we're getting the cart ahead of the horse, but I know that's not your bailiwick. But anyway, how are we going to pay for the Discovery Center, which a lot of people in Manhattan think should have never been built? It was pushed through. It's probably a good venue for people to come to town, but I don't know how we're going to pay for all that Discovery Center and all that area down there. The taxes will have to go up. The people in Manhattan are paying for that, and people from out of town are using it. I know these are sharp-shooting questions, and I know they've been discussed before, but we have to start thinking about not spending money. If we're going to get our budget even, you know, it's just like an individual. If your bank account goes down, you better not spend some money or you're going to have bad checks. Well, I think we got a lot of bad checks out, and we're depending on all that tax that we're supposed to get back from the state. And if you look back, this is a tough statement, but I think we've been sold a bill of goods, a lot of cases. And I know this is tough talk, but it's a fact and it's the truth, and any of it that you can test, please advise.
All right, go ahead, Jason, if you've got any response to that.
Well, that's a tough thing. I mean, it's a tough thing to have to address in 2 minutes. But yeah. First of all, I do agree with the sentiment about Law Butler. He's a great chamber person, and he's been a good mentor to me since I've been here, and a wonderful human being. And I appreciate that sentiment from the caller. You know, those tough conversations have to happen. They happen here on a regular basis. And I would love, maybe this is something we can put on the agenda to talk about at the next, in my next call, because we're going to run out of time and we'll be coming up on the budget period anyway. I just think at the end of the day, from a philosophical standpoint, the challenge that we have as community is we've not grown fast enough. And there's no doubt in my mind, we've not added enough jobs. And we've not added enough population continue to have the quality of life as Manhattanites that we want. You don't cut your way to prosperity, you grow your way to prosperity. And so that doesn't mean you frivolously spend. I think you have to prioritize, and you have to prioritize those things that will create additional tax revenues and additional individuals that can live, work, and play in Manhattan.